Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin hovers near 104,000, while the yield on the 10-year United States Treasury touches 4.5%. Ethereum keeps momentum above 2,600, and Solana holds close to 180. Altcoins race ahead, yet macro headwinds grow. Bitcoin sits within 2% of its record, even as traders brace for yields that analysts warn could reach 6% within a year. Spencer Hakimian and Arif Hussein argue that large fiscal deficits may push yields higher, but the narrative of Bitcoin as emerging digital gold is maturing. Exchange-traded funds have now absorbed over $41 billion in net inflows, though BlackRock IBIT finally logged a zero-flow day, and spot ETFs saw 96 million exit yesterday. Ethereum shines after the Petra upgrade. The network processed faster blocks, sparked a weekly jump of more than 50%, and briefly pierced 2,700. Analysts eye a possible move toward 2,850, yet remind traders that unfilled Chicago Mercantile Exchange gaps between 2,100 and 2,400 could still magnetize price during any pullback. Speculation is thick in high beta names. Futures open interest on XRP grew 42% past 3.4 billion, while Dogecoin futures ballooned almost 64% to 1.62 billion, even as spot prices cooled. Chart watchers place pivotal XRP resistance at 2.69 and set upside targets to 3.40 and 3.57, whereas Dogecoin bulls watch 24 cent resistance, with some calling for the fabled $1 zone by year end. Treat resistance as resistance until it is not, as one analyst quipped in a nod to the 90s brawler Streets of Rage, where every level demanded patience before the boss fight. Corporate activity stays brisk. Coinbase joins the S&P 500 on 19 May, a move Bernstein says could generate $16 billion of forced buying. eToro listed today at $52 a share, valuing the platform near $4.2 billion. And marking the first United States crypto IPO since tariff turbulence began. GFOX launched fully regulated Bitcoin options in London, while Standard Chartered partnered with FalconX to streamline cross-border settlement for institutions. Tokenization advances on several fronts. VanEck rolled out VBill across Ethereum, BNB Chain, Solana, and Avalanche to compete with BlackRock Bwiddle in the on-chain treasury race. Wyoming selected Inca Digital to safeguard its state-backed stable token ahead of a July rollout, and VeChain unveiled plans to reward sustainable actions such as electric vehicle charging. Security headlines remind us of lingering risks. Polygon co-founder Sandeep Nailwal exposed a deepfake scam targeting founders. Curve Finance migrated to Curve.finance after a domain hijack, and Paris police foiled an attempted abduction of a Paymium executive family. Quip Network warned that slow governance could leave major chains exposed to quantum attacks unless Vault solutions gain adoption. On the regulatory front, the Senate Genius Act stalled again. The Securities and Exchange Commission delayed multiple ETF rulings, and Senators Cynthia Lummis and Bernie Moreno urged Treasury to exclude unrealized crypto gains from the corporate minimum tax, saying forced sales would harm competitiveness. Finally, culture and gaming stay lively. Pixelmon chose Avalanche for its mobile role-playing launch. CryptoPunk's intellectual property moved to the Infinite Node Foundation. And a Solana-based Slither-style game called Noodle.gg went viral alongside a meme token surge. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.